Shalom to all! Today we're learning the very last Mishnah, Maseches Ha'iriyos, that's Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, and the very first Mishnah in the brand new Masechta, Maseches Vachim. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishim Yizechet Afan, Drusivig Ha'gon, Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue the theme that we started in the previous two Mishnayos, which is the order of preference, or the order of Chashivos, of one over another. So the Mishnah tells us, Kain Kadim Levi, a Kain comes before Levi. We know the Kahanim are Makodesh, that's what the Pasuk tells us, and Levi Yisrael, Levim come before Yisraelim, and Yisrael Mams or Yisrael comes before a mamzer, because even though a mamzer is a yid, he doesn't have kasher yichos, whereas Yisrael has kasher yichos. A mamzer l'nasin, a mamzer comes before a nasin, because a mamzer comes from what we call a tipa kshera, but a nasin comes from a tipa psula. The nasin leger, but a nasin comes before a ger. The ger l'eved meshucher, and a ger comes before a freed eved. Now, even though a freed eved is considered a ger, still we know that avadim are called arur, they're called cursed, and therefore a regular ger is on a higher level than an eved meshucher. However, says the Mishnah, when is this? Bismachukul and Shavin, when they're all equal. Let's say we have a Mamzer who's a Tamar Chacham. We have the Kain Gadol, but he's an Amma Aretz. Mamzer Tamar Chacham, Kaidim, Kain Gadol Amma Aretz. A Mamzer who's a Tamar Chacham comes before a Kain Gadol who's an Amma Aretz, and that shows us the power of Torah, that even though we have a person who's a Mamzer, he's of unfit genealogy. He does not have Kashur Yichus. The fact that he's a Tamar Chacham elevates him to such a high level that he comes before the Kain Gadol who's an Amma Aretz. Mazlar fishing this Masechta together, and not just this Masechta, but also the entire Seder Nezikin together. Just like we should finish the Masechta and the Seder together, we should finish all of Shisha Seder Mishnah together. And without further ado, moving right on to the brand new Seder, Seder Kodshim, and specifically the first Masechta, Masechta Zvachim. So this Seder is all about Karbanos of the Beis HaMikdash, minus one Masechta, which discusses all deen of regular animals and their kashrus, and Zvachim, this Masechta, is the first of many discussing the many deenim of Karbanos. And here are a few important things to know. First of all, there's many different types of karbanos. There's karban sibur and yachid. Sibur means it's for the public, it's for everyone, and yachid means it's a private karban. There's also something called chayv and rishus. A yachid brings a karban sometimes that he has to bring, that's a chayv. Rishus is something that he has the option to bring. Also, we have karbanos coming from animals, birds, and even a karban mincha, which is from flour and oil. There's different levels of karbanos. One called kachay kachim, that's the holiest, and there's kachim kalim, which is not as kadesh. There's also different things done with these karbanos. We have, for example, Oila Chatas Ashim Shlam Mentaida. This is just to name a few. So carbon oila is completely burned. Others are eaten only by Kehanim, for example, Chatas, and then others are also eaten by the owner, for example, Shlamim. Now the following is the main focus at the beginning of the Masechta. There are multiple ways to passel a carbon, and the most high-risk time is the first four avodos. Shchita, that's shechting it. Kabbalah, that's catching the blood. Halacha is bringing the blood to the Mizbeach, and Zrika, which is sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach. And if improper thought is had during one of these four avodas, that could pass the karbon. And specifically, right now we're going to be talking about the thought of shaloi lishma. Lishma means it has to be done with the proper intention that it's for this specific karbon that's supposed to be brought. For example, if it's a karbon shlamim, so lishma means that the kohen's shechting it, intending that this is a karbon shlamim, not that it's some other karbon. And now knowing this, the Mishnah tells us, kol hazvachim shenizbechu shaloi lishman, any karbon that's shechted shaloi lishma, if the kohen when he shechted it had intention that it's supposed to be a different karbon, ksherim, those animals are actually kosher. They just don't count for the owner as the chayv. The owner had to bring this carbon oila, for example. Maybe he took it upon himself. He promised, I'm going to bring a carbon oila. And when the kohen shechted it, he had the wrong intention in mind. So we don't have to burn this animal. It's not considered pasul. It's not considered a kosher animal. It's just it doesn't count for the owner and he has to bring another one. The only two carbonas that are not even kosher at all is chutz min ha-pesach min ha-chatos, a carbon pesach that was shechted shaloi lishma, or a carbon chatos that was shechted shaloi lishma. They are not kosher at all whatsoever, and they're totally pasul, and they just have to be burned. Now, when does this apply? HaPesach b'zmanai, carbon pesach, when it's being shechted in its proper time, which is Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. If the carbon was shechted, shaloi lishmai, it was shechted with the improper intention. Let's say that it's supposed to be carbon shlamim, so it's completely pasul, and v'chatos b'chol zman, carbon chatos, anytime it's being brought to the Beis HaMikdash, an improper intention completely pasuls it. Now, Rebbe Lezer says, afa asham, even a carbon asham, and that means that HaPesach b'zmanai, the carbon pesach with his improper intention, this kavan of shaloi lishma, is going to pasul only bismanoi in its proper time. As we said, that's the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, v'chatas v'ha'asham b'chol zman, and chatas en asham anytime they're brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Now Reb Lezer explains why is this, because a chatas ba'al chet v'ha'asham ba'al chet. A carbon chatas is brought because a person did an aveira, and a carbon asham is brought because a person did an aveira. Different types of aveiros, but they're still brought for aveiros that a person did, and therefore we learn, ma chatas p'sula shaloi lishma, afa asham pasul shaloi lishma, just a carbon chatas If it's shechted shalai lishma, it's completely possible. So to a carbon asham. If it's shechted shalai lishma, it's completely possible, but we don't pass like a belezer. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.